when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go, time once again for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week. Old-time because it's old-time music. And, of course, oldies, because everything that we play on the show comes from phonograph records. No CDs, nothing digital, nothing like that. So they all got to be old just by default because, well, you know, they didn't make records last week. Well, I guess they are making some, but I bet you there's new old-time records out there. It's kind of a thing, making a big comeback. Anyway, I got records to play. We got work to do. Let's just get right to it, shall we? Start out with a nice, scratchy Romy Gaz record, shall we? Here's the Barbara Polka. There you go. Always like that fancy Romy Gaz trumpet play in there. That's the Barbara Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, back for another week. I realize I've already made an error in the show today. If you remember last week, I was going to throw in a Buffalo Tones record right at the end of the show, and then it turned out I didn't have time, and I had it sitting on the turntable. And so I would remember to start the show with it this week. I even told you last week that I would start the show with it this week. And then I didn't. You know why? Because I took it off the turntable because I wanted to listen to another record during the week. And I didn't put it back. So naturally, I forgot about it. So I'm going to put that up here in a minute, and we'll play the Buffalo Tones in a second. I'll get that ready while you're listening to Marv Herzog do the Rock and Ride Polka. Thank you. have it there, Marv Herzog. That's the Rock and Ride Polka, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, back for another week, of course, right here, spinning the old-time records, like I do every week. Glad to have you along for another show. Let's do the Buffalo Tones now, like I promised you I was going to start the show with last week, and then I completely forgot. Here they are. It's the Bouncing Ball Oberic. That caught me by surprise. That's a short little ditty. See, that's why I was going to end the show with it last week, because I didn't have very much time, and I thought I would just sneak in another quick little record like that, and then, it didn't work out, so there you go. Now the problem is, I've got the record left over from last week, but where do they put the sleeve it goes into? Ha ha, there it is. We got to run a tight ship around here. I wind up with records and record sleeves laying all over the place. Terrible situation. Here's Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra. It's the Cracker Jack Polka.
Thank you.
see, there you go. We'd get those suckers going there. There we have the Lawrence Dukow Orchestra, the Cracker Jack Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. I was just seeing this in the news today, and I thought I'd share it with you because I'm kind of weird. I really know nothing about football, and I know even less about Taylor Swift. But I saw this news tidbit this morning. Sports fans, listen up. It says Chiefs head coach Andy Reid says Taylor Swift is more than just a pop superstar. She made the offensive linemen homemade Pop-Tarts. What? First of all, anybody that has Pop-Tarts wins me over. And what do you mean homemade Pop-Tarts? See, now I need to know more about this. I got to call Taylor up and ask her for the recipe. How do you make homemade Pop-Tarts? I've had Pop-Tarts for breakfast basically every morning of my life since 1967, with very few exceptions. Love me some Pop-Tarts. I got to check into that, man. You can make homemade Pop-Tarts? Now you're talking. All right, I got Jimmy Sturr in the orchestra here on turntable number two. By the way, I picked out our 78 of the week like 5 days ago because I told you I got like several hundred 78s donated to me. I think I told you the story a couple of weeks ago. And most of them are old-time records. And most of them are records I've never heard before. So I'm pretty excited about that. I got a Fez Frischi record coming up that I hadn't heard until this week. In fact, that was the record I was auditioning that I took the Buffalo Tones off the turntable, so I forgot to open the show with them this week. So that's coming up here in a little bit. I'm looking forward to that. Anyway, here's Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. Now, if you're going to read the title the way it's the punctuation is on the label, you say, "Oh, My Honey Polka," because it's "Oh!" with a big exclamation point after it, then it's the My Honey Polka. So here's the "Oh! My Honey Polka" with Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra.
Are you sure that you're in love? Can it be the moon above?
Oh, my honey, 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 can you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, if you love me? Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, dear. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, if you love me? Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, dear. That love is grand, but I just don't understand. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, if you love me? Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, dear. Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, if you love me? Oh, my honey, 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 do you love me? Oh, my honey, tell me, tell me, dear.
Another fast one. Man, these songs are going by at a very fast clip today. Maybe we'll fit in a couple extra songs in the show this week, huh? Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum before I forget about it and invite you to pay them a visit if you happen to find yourself in the area up here around the Iron Range of Minnesota. Yeah, they're actually in Superior, Wisconsin, but it's like an hour away from where I'm at, just over the bridge there out of Duluth. And they've got 1,400 accordions. You can probably find the place with your eyes closed. Just roll down the car windows and sniff. And you can smell all those bellows. Because bellows kind of have a unique smell to them. You can tell when somebody opens an accordion that hasn't been open for a long time. You're like, I smell bellows. Anyway, they do. They got like 1,400 accordions on display. They have a lot of history, a lot of historical data, a lot of paperwork, a lot of books, notes, stuff about the instruments, the music, the people. They've got a concert hall. They'll have an activity schedule up pretty soon as we get into spring and summer. So maybe you want to plan that into your trip. The World of Accordions Museum? Sure you do. Check them out online at worldofaccordions.org. Pay them a visit. They're on Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin. On the website, you can take a look at a lot of photos, stuff like that. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org. Tell them the Oompa Hour sent you, and they will look back at you with a look of confusion on their faces. All right, I have the Modern Airs. This is not the same Modern Airs that sang with Glenn Miller's band back in the day, but the song is called the If I Had a Wish Polka.
What would it be? I'd make a wish that would be good for you and me. I'd wish to see a future day about 100 years away. Just think of all the things that I would see. If you're like me, you love that lively polka sound, and you'd love to know where polka music's found. I'm sure that you'll agree with me on just what I'd like to see. That's to see if polka music's still around. It would be great to see the polka number one, and all the people who'd be having so much fun. And then the radio would say, there's a polka dance today, and that's where half the population run. They'd say that there's a polka dance upon the moon tonight. The band you'd see would make you scream in fright, and we'd all drive our flying cars to see a polka band from Mars, and a Martian polka band would be a sight. Shed if polka music should go dead. That won't happen if you spread the polka around. I think my closing statement should be backed, 'cause there's just one thing some polka dances like. Just keep on dancing strong. Next time bring your friends along, 'cause we Polish people like our dances packed.
There you go, the Modern Airs there, and obviously not Glenn Miller's Modern Airs. If I Had a Wish Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I was just thinking, and my friends will tell you that I do have a tendency to overthink things quite often. Your fingers have fingertips, but your toes don't have toe tips. Nobody ever says, I'll get my toe tips on that. I have my fingertips, but I don't have toe tips. But yet you can tiptoe, but you can't tip finger. I don't know, man. If you just think about this stuff, it really messes up your mind. I'm telling you. All right, now see, here's things that mess up your mind. I have the Melody Kings over here on turntable number two, and they're going to do the Bee Bite Polka, which implies that bees bite people and that they have teeth. I don't think bees have teeth, and they don't bite you. They sting you. But then again, people say they got a mosquito bite. Well, no, because a mosquito is using a snout that I think they eat through. But a bee definitely is not. The bee is stinging you with a stinger on his butt. But a mosquito is sucking your blood right in. That's like a proboscis, isn't it? Do I know what I'm talking about? Not necessarily, but one way or the other, these are the Melody Kings, and this is the Bee Bite Polka. There you go. Bee bite polka. I don't know anything about bee bites. Bee sting. I've never been stung by a bee. How's that possible that I'm this old and I've never been stung by a bee? Anyway, that's the Melody Kings here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Joe Fidor and the Invictas now. And I'm pretty sure an Invicta is a Buick, isn't it? Didn't they have the Buick Invicta? They got to bring that name back, man. Anyway, here's the Life is Good polka.
Dobrze jest moje życie, życie bez ciebie. Ej, dobrze jest moje życie, życie bez ciebie. Ja se piję i tańcuję, jestem wesoły. Ej, dobrze jest moje życie, życie bez ciebie. Mam pieniądze i ubranie, ładne dziewczyny. Mam pieniądze i ubranie, ładne dziewczyny. Ja se piję i tańcuję, jestem wesoły. Mam pieniądze i ubranie, ładne dziewczyny. życie, dobre życie, cię nie żałuję. Ja se piję i tańcuję, jestem wesoły. Mam ja życie, dobre życie, cię nie żałuję.
There you have it, Joe Fidor and the Invictus, Life is Good Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, whether it's a Buick or not. I'm sure it's a Buick, Invicta. Yeah, I got to check into that. Now I want one. I don't even know what it is. I'm thinking 1959 Buick Invicta. I have no idea. I know what our 78 is. I'm getting it ready. It's not next. It's next after the next one. I'm going to get our 78 in there. I even have our waltz picked out already. I feel so organized this week, and I'm not sure why. So we're going to hear from Jumpin' Jerry and the Balls Boys. And while you're listening to that, I'm going to get the record player switched over for spinning our 78 this week. So stand by. Here's the Springtime Polka. Jerry and the Balls Boys. That's the Springtime Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Not quite springtime around here yet, but we have days that are like springtime. Like yesterday, it was like 6 below, and tomorrow it's supposed to be in the 50s. What is going on anyway? But anyway, I like that one because it's got a little more trombone in it than a lot of bands have. I like a little extra trombone now and then, you know? I don't know why, but anyway, I was going to tell you something else interesting. Now I don't know what it was. Let's go to our 78 of the week, shall we? I told you I was gifted four huge boxes. No, five. But I can lift the fifth one. The first four, I can't even lift them. Of 78s, most of them are old-time records. And most of them are songs I've never heard before, and I'm very excited about that. This is one of them, and I know this has been around for a while. Well, obviously, because the record's 70 years old. Fez Fritchie and his Goose Town Band and Dr. Growl. I'd never heard this. This is a good one.
Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, ich such mir eine Frau. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow.
Doctor! What's the money situation, Doc?
Ich hab ein Haufen Geld, wow, wow. Ich hab ein Haufen Geld, wow, wow. Ich hab ein Haufen Geld, das meiste in der Welt. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow.
Doctor, you are too old. What's up, Doc?
Ich bin halt so ein Mann, wow, wow. Ich bin halt so ein Mann, wow, wow. Ich bin halt so ein Mann, das beinahe alles kann. Ich bin halt so ein Mann, wow, wow.
Doctor! Doc, what kind of a man are you?
Ich bin noch junggesinnt, wow, wow. Ich bin noch junggesinnt, wow, wow. Ich bin noch junggesinnt, ich fühle wie ein Kind. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow.
Oh, brother.
Record. I'd never heard that one before, and I know it's been around. Some of you old-timers probably already had the 78 yourself. Dr. Grau, Fez Fritchie and his Goose Town Band, that's our 78 of the week. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Hey, now, don't forget that if you have request, dedication, question, comment, whatever it is, you get us in touch with us here at World Headquarters of the Oompa Hour. You can phone or text, leave a voice message or a text message to area code 218-259-2985, or you can email oompahour@aol.com, or if none of that works for you, hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll get to us, all right? I'm going to work on getting our official waltz of the week going here because I got it already picked out. Johnny Pecan going to do a waltz for us here in a couple of minutes. Will I get that ready? Switch the record player back to playing things that aren't 78s. You can listen to this one from the Pala Brothers.
Tomorrow morning when I awake, I go with a partner fish in the lake. My staroshi say you go like heck, you go for fishing, I break your neck. Oy, 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 staro, you're looking for fight. Oy, oy, oy. Saro, you go fly him a kite. Why la 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 la? Why la la la? when fishing I go for hunt. I shoot for rabbit, I shoot for skunk. My staroshi say you no go shoot. You go for hunt, then I give you boot. Ay, 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 staro, you're looking for fight. Ay, 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 staro, you go flying a kite. My partner calling him say, hey Yashu, let's go for bowling. I like him bowling and catching fishes, but the Moya star making me wash dishes.
Ay, 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 star, you go climb him a tree.
There you go, Pala Brothers Orchestra here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and yes, even though that was a slow song, I'm not counting that as our official waltz of the week because, well, it wasn't romantic, right? It was about fighting. That's not romantic. I got a romantic one for you here because that's what you want for a waltz, right? Are you ready for a little waltz in here? Got the table moved out of the way in the kitchen or the living room or whatever there? Got your dancing partner ready to go? Johnny Picon of the orchestra. It's the Hey Babe Waltz. See, I'm nuts about you. I'm just nuts. You know, I don't know about the rest of it. But anyway, the Hey Babe Waltz, Johnny Pecan and the orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Glad you're along for another round of record playing, because that's pretty much what this is. I just sit here and play records and jibber-jabber a little bit in between them. And hopefully you sit there and sit back or maybe dance around and enjoy it a little bit. That's pretty much the entire mission of the show. Here's a nice scratchy record from Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. Record looks like heck, but it still plays pretty good. You can't expect kisses from me. Blondie is singing this one. Roberts and the orchestra with Blondie in front of the microphone there. You can't expect kisses from me here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show once again. I find the clock just sailing along this week. I am telling you what. I'm looking at a record sleeve for a 78 because I got them all piled up in front of me and I'm just looking through them here. And it says it's a Columbia record sleeve, even though it's an RCA Victor record in the sleeve. And here's what it says. Popular records that should be in every home. All right, let's see what we got here. Here's some suggestions. The Benny Goodman Sextet, $2.75 if you want that one. Don Baker Organ Music, Don Baker at the New York Paramount Organ. That's a set for $2.75. Hymns by Phil Spitalny and his all-girl orchestra. I've seen some of those. Kate Smith, there's a good one, with the orchestra with Jay Miller for $2.75. Frankie Carl. Encores at the piano with rhythm accompaniment, though, $2.75. And how can we ever miss out on the Continental Tangos from Merrick Weber and his orchestra? I love reading the old advertisements on these records. All right, here's one everybody knows. Even people that aren't born yet know this one. Here's Frank Yankovic and his Yanks. It's the Baby Doll Polka.
You are cry, my baby doll. Don't you leave me, baby doll. You're my sweetheart now.
Frank Yankovic, the Yanks there, Baby Doll Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Going to get at least a couple more in here for the show today, I think. So hang on. Got the German-Americans coming up after this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All righty there. I promise you the German-Americans. I get requests for this one every now and then, except they want singing in it. It's the right song, but there's no singing in it. I don't know. Here's the Golden Stairs Polka.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. Music from the German Americans here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old time oldie show. That's the Golden Stairs Polka. And we're going to sneak in one more here. Let's do one from Casey Squee, shall we? I'll see you tonight here on Tim Zumpa Hour. They have a little Casey Squee for you here. Going to wrap up the show. My, it's sometimes amazing how time just flies by right here on the Oompa Hour, isn't it? It's like 1 minute I'm sitting down picking out a handful of records, and the next thing you know, I'm down here going, gosh, am I going to fit this one in there or not? So there you go. We made it through another week. I'm already pulling records for next week right now as we sit here and I'm talking. I'm like, ooh, there's a good one. Ooh, there's a good one. I'll be back.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a Polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.